Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Tzadi Het. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Joe Bader in honor of the anniversary. His anniversary of him and his wife, Maddie. May they have many more years of health and happiness. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Leilu Nishmat Acham Baruch, Rafael Ben Miriam, and Abraham Ben Esther, Hashem Tanichem Began Aydin. Amen. We are starting on Saddi Zayin at the Mishnah on the bottom. It's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. When the Mishnah begins, Haya kore basefer ala iskupa. A person was reading a sefer. In the olden days, all their sefarim were made like sefer Torah, like Megillot. They were in scrolls. So the person was reading a sefer on the iskupa. Iskupa is the stoop that's in front of the door of the person's house, let's say. It's like a ledge, a stoop that comes out. See, you have a picture of that in your books, just so you have an image of it. That would be picture number 344 is correct. You see the ledge is called the Eskupa, and this is the Sefer, and it's rolled down. So you were holding one end of the scroll, and the other end of the scroll rolled out of your hands, and now fell off the askupa. So it says, golelo etzlo. So the deen is, you're allowed to roll it towards you. Now again, the Gemara is going to explain to us, what is the status of the askupa? Is it a reshut yahid? Is it a karmelit? And they're going to discuss the status of what's in front of the askupa. But clearly, since you're holding it in one hand, so there's no isu de oraita over here. But the halakha says, so long as you're holding the hefetz, so now even though you're rolling it up, you didn't actually make a full akira of the item, because since you had possession of one side of it. So the Gemara will discuss the nature of this heter. The Rashi says, Haya kore basefer, kol sefarim ha'asuyim bimei rishonim asuyim kesefer Torah shelanu. Golelo etzlo, ho'il v'rosho echad biyado. Since one of the ends are in his hand, it is permissible. Next case of the Mishnah. Haya kore berosh hagag. A guy was reading on top of the roof. Veritkalgela sefer miyado. And now, he was holding one end of it, and the other end rolled off the roof. And now is on the side of the house. Ad shelo egiya la'asara tefachim, golelo etzlo. If it did not reach within 10 tefachim of the Rishut Rabbim, which is on the bottom of the roof, meaning it's not within 10 of the ground, so then already you're allowed to roll it up. Once it reaches within 10 tefachim of the ground, then you don't have an option to roll it up. What you do is you turn it over. So the ketav, the writing, is not face up. He turned it over so the writing is face down. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, "La'hasara tefachim, la'hasara hatachtonim shebrishut rabim, v'kolam mifaresh b'gemara." Good. Everything will be explained in Gemara. Exactly what's the difference between within 10 or above 10. Next Rashi, of course, ala ketav ha'otiyot klapei hakotel. You turn the letters facing the wall. Shelo yeh mutal kol kach bebizayon. It's a bizayon, you have the sefer dangling from the roof, so by covering the letters, at least it's less of a disgrace. And you leave it there until it gets dark, then of course once Shabbat is over, you bring it up. Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu en misulak min ha'aretz, ela kimlo mahat, golilo etzlo. Rabbi Yehuda is mekel. He says, even if the sefer is a needle's length off the ground, you roll it up. Whereas the first shita said, if it's within 10 to 5 of the ground, you can't roll it up anymore. The Bible says, even if it's all the way down to the ground, just a drop off, you still have the right. So according to the Bible, Only when it's on the ground itself would be asur. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afidu ba'aris atzmo. Rabbi Shimon says, even if it's on the ground, golelo, it's no. She'en lecha davar mishum shevut omed bifnei kedve hakodesh. He says, since we're dealing with kedve hakodesh over here, which is these are sefarim, sefrei kodesh, and what? The biggest isur over here that's being made is isur rabbanan. Because again, so long as you're holding it in one hand, there is no isur deoraita over here. Since you have grip on part of the hefetz. So therefore he says, in the case of Ketve Kodesh, we waive all rabbinical restrictions, and therefore even if the second half of the sefer is on the ground itself of the Reshut Rabim, we're going to know it's law. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. And now we go to the Gemara. Hay askupa echidame. What is the status of this stoop in front of the house? If you tell me that skupa is reshut yachid, meaning it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim wide, vekama reshut rabim, and in front of the askupa is considered reshut rabim, meaning where the sefer rolled off into was reshut rabim, velo gazrinan dilma nafil va'atel atuye. And the hadush of the Mishnah is that we don't make a gezerah that the sefer might totally fall out of your hand into the Reshut Rabim, and you might bring it to the askupa. So that would be a problem, because that's the oraita, that's going from the Reshut Rabim to the Reshut Yachid. And the hadush of the Mishnah is that what? That even though it's falling into the Reshut Rabim and the askupa is the Reshut Yachid, we don't make a gezerah that you might, it might fall out of here and bring it back. So the Gemara says, Mani, who would be the author of such a statement that doesn't make a gezerah? So give us the Rabbi Shimon. This has got to be Rabbi Shimon. The Amar kol davar shum mishum shevut en omed bifne ketvei hakodesh. This has got to be Rabbi Shimon's opinion, because Rabbi Shimon clearly said at the end of our Mishnah that what, that anything that has to do with ketvei kodesh, we don't make gezerot. We don't have any restriction. So therefore, he must be the one that allows. Now, because really with Rabbanan, it would also be asur to roll it up, because bottom line, one end of it is lying in the Reshut Harabim. We're rolling it up to the Reshut Yachid, but it's only asur to know because you're holding it. Good. And he doesn't make a gezerah that what? That might come to a deoraita. So the first case of askupa is Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, Ema Sefa. Yeah, but I'll bring you a question from the Sefa, from the second case of the Mishnah. The second case of the Mishnah is the roof case. Rabbi Yehuda omer afilu en misulak min ha'aretz ila melo achut golelo etzlo. Rabbi Yehuda said in the roof case, even if it's a needle's breadth off the ground, you roll it up. Rabbi Shimon omer afilu ba'aretz atzma. Rabbi Shimon said, even if off the roof, it's on the round itself, golelo etzlo. So therefore the Gemara asks the question, Resha v'sefa Rabbi Shimon mitziata Rabbi Yehuda? Which is a little strange. You tell me, the first case of the Mishnah is the Bishimon, the Skupa case. And then you're telling me you have the middle case of the Gag is the Yehuda. And then the last case is the Bishimon. It's a little funny configuration of the Mishnah. Yeah, usually you don't put a Tana and have another Tana in between and then go back to the original Tana. So the Gemara says, according to what you're telling me, the Resha and the Sefa is the Bishimon and the Mitziata, the middle is the Biyuda. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Biyuda, in, yes, Resha v'Sefa v'Bishimon, Mitziata v'Biyuda. Yeah, what are you going to do? That is the style of this Mishnah. So now, that means the case of Eskupa, according to this answer, is Davka Lefi Rabbi Shimon. Now look at the top of Rashi. Rabbi Shimon de Amar, Lo Gazu Shvut Bechetve HaKodesh. Right? He says you don't make a Gezerah. All the Rabbanans are waived. Right? Mishum Ketve HaKodesh. The Ida Biyuda, because if you get a time, it's a Biyuda, Ha Amar Im Misulak Men Aras Melo Achut De Lo Nach. Who de Golelo Etzlo? Which is the Biyuda by the roof case, he only said it's mutar to roll it up so long as it's not touching the ground. Right? Even if it's only a needle's breadth off the ground, but that's the only case. But according to the Biyuda, if it's resting on the ground, Asur. The gazir negudo biyadot uechad nafal kula. What's Rabbi Yehuda's logic? If it's resting on the ground from the roof case, it's asur. Why? Because he's gozer that if the thing is totally going to fall off the ground into the street, he might bring it back up. So he's only mekel when it's still dangling. So therefore, the case of eskupa cannot be Rabbi Yehuda. Because the case of Eskupah is talking about when it rolled off the Eskupah into the Yishut Rabim. So it must be Rabbi Shimon. That what says what? Yishut Rabbanan is waived mitaram ketve kodesh. So the Gemara is coming out that what? According to this answer, coming out, it's going to be Rabbi Shimon by Eskupah, and then a machloket of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon by Gag. Comes the Gemara and says, that's the first answer. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Hacha be'eskupa hanidreset askinan. I'll tell you that you're right. The eskupa we're talking about is reshut yachid. 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. But you know what? Everybody agrees to the first din of the Mishnah. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees you can roll it up, even though it's touching the ground in front of it, which is reshut rabim. Why? Because we're talking about an eskupa that's nidreset. That what? That's trampled on. Which means people constantly walk on this eskupa to get in and out of the house. And therefore, mishum b'zayon ketve kodesh, sharu rabbanan. And over here you have an issue of ketve kodesh, b'zayon. Which means by the roof case, it's not such a b'zayon, it's just hanging on the side of the roof. There's nobody walking on the side of a roof. However, in the case of the eskupa, it's more serious, because people traverse it constantly. So therefore, even the Yehuda will be lenient in the case of Eskupa, that you can roll it up. Because it's considered the Dreset. Rashi, and the Dreset, fifth line, Le'olam Eskupa Reshut Yahidi. I tell you, you're right. It is Reshut Yahidi Eskupa. Aval, the Dreset. It's trampled on. The regular Rabim Overet Derechla. The people in the Reshut Rabim, they trample it to get into the house. Ubimkom nidrisat regel ben adam omdim, in a place we have people that are trampling on an item, ika bizayon ketve kodesh, you have big bizayon. Ulachi shari alegode, no, it's slow. Terotam yale kore begag. It's not similar to the case of the gag. The atam leka bizayon kudehai. There's a bizayon, but not so much. So now we see this halukime. There's bizayon gadol, and there's bizayon katan. To my case of the skupar, it's bizayon gadol, even that will be more there. Mishumachi echadenach gazar biyuda by the roof. Aval be'am odeh dekima deogdo biyadov esul be'am ma'olo gazinan. Again, at most, even in the skupa case, it's Yishut Rabbanan, because you're holding one end of it, even though it's in the Yishut Rabim. So lo gazinan in the case of bizayon gedola. So that's the second answer of the Gemara, how to learn the Mishnah. Eti ve'abaye, so Abaye is the question from a braita. Tok dalir amod golelo etzlo. It says, if in the askupa case, if it's, let's say, where it landed, it's within four amot of the askupa, it didn't roll all the way, it's within four amot, then already golelo etzlo. Then the deen is, roll it up. Chutz ledalid, if it's more than four amot, hofcho ala ketav. Then already you have to turn it over and leave it until after Shabbat. So comes the Gemara and says, V'yamar p'skupa nedreset alskinan. And if you tell me we're talking about a skupa that's trampled on, mali toch dalet amot, mali chutz dalet amot. What's the haluk between whether it rolled more than 4 amot or less than 4 amot? Either way, it's only a sudra banan. And if it's case of nedreset, what's bizayon gadol, what's the haluk? Mali dalet amot, mali more than dalet amot. What's the difference? If the inyan is over here, when it's a skupa nedreset, it's a bizayon gadol, you should be allowed to roll it up in all those situations. What's the anyan of a hiluk between it rolled more than four or less than four? If it's nedreset, it should be mutar in all cases. Ela amar Abaye. So because of that question, Abaye gives a new understanding. Haka b'eskupa karmelit askinan. Oh, it changes the case. Third answer of the Mishnah. We're talking about an eskupa that's a karmelit. How is it a karmelit? It's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, and it's 4 tefachim wide, which is a status of a karmelit, which is a rabbinical domain. V'reshut harabim overet lefaneha. And you have v'reshut harabim in front of it. So now the Gemara says, tok dalet amot, If, let's say, it rolled within four amot, that even, let's say, it fell, yeah? And now you went to Bishut Rabim to bring it to you, you're not going to come to Yisud Oraita, because it's Yisud Oraita to walk, carry four amot in the Bishut Rabim. So the case where, let's say, rolled less than four amot, there's no gezerah. Why? Because even if you went down off the skupat to bring it to you, and the whole thing fell in, you're not going to become to Isur to Raita, because you're going to walk or carry less than four amot. Sharu le Rabbanan. Rabbi said, it's okay. Chutz le arba amot, but if it rolled more than four amot, di'i maiti le. Because if you're going to, the whole thing's going to fall out of your hand, and you're going to carry it under the Shut Rabim, ati li de chayuv chatat, lo sharu le Rabbanan. So therefore, that's the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is like the case of the Braita. Everybody agrees to the first case. Case is talking about, it's a skupat karmelit. Even the biuda will be more there, only when it's within four amot. Why? What's the gezerah? No gezerah shayach over here. What can happen? Which means, even if the whole thing rolls out, so what, you're going to walk less than four amot to Bishut Rabim? So it's also a banan. More than four amot, it is a problem. So comes the... Let's read Rashi. Skupat Karmelit Rehaba Arba'a, four wide, the En Govha Asara. Good, it's less than 10. The Chutz Ala Reshut Rabim. Good. The Lefni Memena Reshut Yahid. Now, within the Eskupa, you have the house. That's the Reshut Yahid. Umayti Ram Reshut Rabim Eskupa En Kar Chayuv Hatat. Going from the Eskupa, from the Reshut Rabim to the Eskupa is no problem. Vafidu En Ogdo Biyado. And even if you're not holding it, exactly, which means even if you went directly, the whole thing fell off of the Reshut Rabim, and you went from the Reshut Rabim to the Karmelit, it's only Yisud Rabbanan. In this case, it's Mutar Chetahila, because you're holding it. You understand? This is already a case where it's not, we don't have to wave anything. This is Mutar Chetahila, because you're holding it in your hand and the Eskupa, and you're just holding it up from the Reshut Rabim. Even if you fell into the Shut Rabim and you brought it in, it's only Yisud Rabbanan. So when you're holding it, Mutar Chetahila. However, if it's more than four amot, gezerah what? The whole thing might fall, and now you're going to walk four amot. Rashi, hayav hatat. Shemahabir arba amot b'shut rabim. So haka do biyado lo sharu lechem tahayla. So in a case where it's more than four amot, gezerah. So that's the way they're interpreting the Mishnah. So comes Gemara and says, ihache, if that's the case, tog dalar amot namen nigzor. We should make a gezerah even tog dalar amot. Why? Dilma me'ayil mirishut rabim mirishut yahid. Why don't you make a gezerah that the guy might take the sefer when it falls into the Shut Rabim, and he might walk it in to the house? So you're right, you don't have the four amot issue in the Shut Rabim, but you have two rishayot over here. He might take the sefer, walk less than four amot, walk up to Eskupa, walk into the house. So now already you went from the Shut Rabim to the Shut Yahid. So if you're looking to make gezerot, you can make a gezerah as well, even when it is less than four amot. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi, who are we talking in? Namin Igzor, the Rabbi Yehuda. That is obviously only according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gazar Shemut at Pekitvei HaKodesh. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not going to make a difference, four amot, less than four or more than four. He doesn't make any gezerot when it comes to Kitvei HaKodesh. But Rabbi Yehuda, you're the one that's Mahmir. That's why you should be Mahmir in this case also, even when it is less than four amot. Continue Rashi, Nigzor Diman Nafal Kula Miyado. Maybe the whole Sefer is going to fall from his hands. Ve'aziv shakil b'shut rabim. He's going to take it from the Shut Rabim. Umayti la beraglav betoch habayit. He's going to walk it into the house. Into the house. Derech askupa. Ve'kam me'ayil b'shut rabim. L'shut yachid. And Rashi just tell you, kam me'ayil beraglav. Well, obviously, how are you getting it in? Well, it must be beraglav. Because we're going to see a case over here where you're throwing it. So if she wants to make a point over here, we're not talking about throwing it. We're talking about you're walking from the Shut Rabim to the Shut Yachid. So the Gemara says, "V'chi tema." Maybe you're going to tell me, "No, it's not a problem." Kevan de mafseket karmelit letlan ba. I'll tell you, it's not a direct route. You're going the Shut Rabim karmelit, because that's kupas coming to the Shut Yachid. Maybe that's not a deoraita. Maybe when you're transport something to the Shutayah, from the Shutayah to the Shutayah, then it's Karmelit. Maybe that's Patur. Maybe that's only Sudra Barah. Therefore, there's no Gezerah. No, that's not so. A guy's walking and the Shutra Amin is carrying something for Amot. And you're carrying the item above 10 Tefahim. And therefore, technically the item is in a Mekom Petur. Because above 10 Tefahim, the Shutra Amin is a Mekom Petur. Hayav. He's still Hayav. Which means, even though you took the item for Amot, the Shutra Amin, Derech Mekom Petur, you're still going to be Hayav. So the same thing, when you go from the Shut Rabbim, Derech Karmelit, to a Shut Yahid, you're also going to be Hayav. So back to the same question. How come Rabbi Yehuda does not make a Gezerah that you might come to bring the item from the Shut Rabbim to the house? Because we're talking about a very long Askupa. It's still a Karmelit, but it's very long. But it's very long, I don't do anything. Because in the interim, you're going to remember. Which means, the thing fell into the sefer fell into the Shut Rabbim. Good. We're worried you might pick it up and walk it into the house. Well, since you have to walk a long eskupa, by the time you start walking the eskupa, you'll say, What am I doing? Shabbat, I can't walk it into the house. So therefore, that's why we're not going to be gozer, that you're going to walk it from the Shut Rabbim to the house. Why? Because we're talking about eskupa aruka. Diba etema. I can tell you another answer. Le'olam eskupa she'ena aruka. I can tell you, talk about a regular eskupa that's not long. Well, how come you don't make a gezerah? V'stam kitve kodesh piyune me'ayen behu umanach lehu. Which means, kitve kodesh, what do you do with kitve kodesh? You read them, you me'ayen with them. So what are you worried about? Less than for amot, you're worried, you might bring it to the house. Yeah, but not before he stops on the Karmelit to read it. Because what's the normal derech? He'll walk it from the Rishut up to the Karmelit, up to the eskupa. He's going to stop for a second, he'll na'ayin, he'll analyze, and then he'll walk in the house. Once you stop in the Karmelit, so now already when you walk in the house, it's only a Sudra Banan. Because you're not going, you didn't make an Akira under the Shut Rabbim and Hanaha under Bayit. You made an Akira under the Shut Rabbim, Hanaha under Askupa, because you stopped to read the Sefer, and then from the Karmelit, you went into the Bayit. So therefore, even that case is going to be a Sudra Banan. Why? We don't go there by Sefarim. Because normally a guy stops to me'ayin. So the Gemara says, "Veli chush dilma me'ayin behu b'rishut rabbim, me'ayin lehu be'ejel l'rishut yachid." I agree. A guy stops to read. Maybe the guy's going to read it in the rishut rabbim. Before he brings it in, he's going to pick it up in the rishut rabbim. He's going to be me'ayin in it. And now he's going to walk straight from the rishut rabbim after he finishes reading it, he'll walk into the house. Jeez, who told you that he's necessarily going to stop on the eskupa? Maybe he's going to stop to read it in the Rishut Rabbim, and now he'll just walk it straight into the house. You have a problem with Isur? No, Raita. Emara says, Hamani, who's the opinion that we're going like? Ben Azaihi. We're following the opinion of Ben Azai. That says what? The Amar Mehalech Ke'omed Dameh. Which means, if you remember, we know the Masechet Shabbat, he holds that walking is considered stopping. Which means every time you take a step, it's considered as if you made a hanaha, and now you're making a new akira. Even though you didn't stop, you're walking. So therefore, let's analyze what's going to happen. You're in the Rishut Rabbim, it's just the 4 amot away. Good. So you're going to walk it up. Even if you're going to read it in the Shut Rabbim. Good. Now you're going straight from the Shut Rabbim to the house, but you're walking on the Askupa. Every time you take a step on the Askupa, what is it considered according to Ben Azai? You stopped. You made Anaha. So therefore, if you made Anaha, you have no problem, because now you're making another Akira with the next step. So you're going from a Karmelit to a Rishut Yahid. At worst, it's only going to be Isur to the Banan. But Ben Azai does agree that if it's more than 4 amot in the Shut Rabbim, you're going to be Hayav. Well, even though, you say, what do you mean? I can be Hayav in that case either. If you're walking 4 amot with Shut Rabbim, every time you walk, it's stop and go, stop and go. So the Tosafot wrote him a second Shabbat on Daf Heh. He asked this question, he explains that when it comes to walking 4 amot with Shut Rabbim, and Azai doesn't hold his deen of Malik Komet. Only when he's going from Rishut to Rishut. That's the Tosafot on Shabbat. But the point is, if you're going like Ben Azai, now we understand the Hanuk between more than 4 amot and less than 4 amot. To give it us his weight. V'dilma zarik lehu mizrak. Maybe make a gezerah, might throw it. Which means, that's the answer. We're worried that what? That the guy, tell me, let's defu amot. What's the problem? The guy's going to be in the Shutter Abim. It might fall. He might pick it up, not walk it in, because walking in will never be a Sudoraita. He might throw it. He might throw it from the Shutter Abim into the house. Yeah. Now, that's, if you're throwing it from the Shutter Abim to the Shutter Abim, there's no Mahalik Ka'omid. It's in the air. So therefore you're going to be Hayah, why should you go there for that? The Amar Rabbi Yohanan Modeh Ben Azai Bezorek. Because clearly Rabbi Yohanan told us that Ben Azai is Modeh when it comes to throwing, that you'll be Hayav. Amar Rabbi Habar Ahava Zot Omeret En Zerkin Ketfei Kodesh. You see, you don't throw Ketfei Kodesh. It's a holy sefer. You're going to start throwing it, and you don't make a Gezerah that you might come to throw it. So it comes out. We have an answer according to how to learn the Mishnah. According to this third answer, the Askupa indeed is a Karmelit. And the Talakama of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And you have to say that why he makes a Hiluk between 4 Amot and less than 4 Amot. And the Hiluk is that when it's less than 4 Amot, even if it falls into the Shutter Abim, there's really no Gezerah to a Deoraita. Because to bring it from the shoot to the beam is also 4 amot. So there's no problem of walking 4 amot. Karmelit, you want to go to the bayit? Well, because the Karmelit, you're probably going to stop on the Karmelit to read it. Because that's the day that comes to Ketfei Kodesh. That you're going to stop in the shoot to the beam? We're not worried either. Because when once you start walking on the Karmelit, we're going like Ben Chazai that says, that Me'aleich Ke'omed. So we have no problem. Am I throwing it in? You don't throw Ketfei Kodesh. So therefore, that's the way we can learn the Mishnah as well. Comes the Gemara and continues. Haya kore berosh hagag. Second case of the Mishnah. Guy was reading on top of the roof. And what? Rosh hagag. Top of the roof. Don't begin because they want to say that it falls off the gag. It fell off the gag and it rolled down the side of the wall. So the Gemara says, and what we say, according to the Tanakama, it makes a difference if it's 10 tefachim or not 10 tefachim. Which is, if it's within 10 tefachim of the Rishut Rabim, Asur, you just hofcho ala ketav, you just turn it over. If it's above 10 tefachim, you roll it back. So comes the Gemara and says, comes the Gemara and says, Umishare, is this permissible? Is this mutar? Meaning, is it permissible to be hofech ala ketav? Is that an option to turn it over on the words? That Tanya we learned in the Braita, kotve sefarim v'tefillin u'mezuzot. The sofrim, the guys that write sefarim, tefillin u'mezuzot, lo etiru lahem lehafech yiria al paneha. They do not allow, when the guy's in the middle of writing, he stops, they don't allow him to turn the cloth, the scroll, on its face. And what do? And I put this alea at the beged. You take a beged and you just cover it. So you see why it's bizayon to turn it over on its face. Gemara says, "Atam ifshar." Of course, over there it's ifshar. The guy has a cover, and if he's able to cover the top of it, hacha lo ifshar. Here we're talking about a case where it's lo ifshar. He doesn't have a cover to drop down the side of the wall to cover the kedvei goyim. Therefore, we were lenient to. Of course, the kitab. So the Gemara says, "V'ilo apich." And if you're not going to turn it over, ika bizayon ketvei hakodesh tafe. It's going to be a big bizayon. So you're right. If the guy would have a cover for this Gemara out mashma, he would have to just drop the sheet down the side of the wall to cover it from the front. Ela, we're talking about over here, be'ifshad. Mishnah continues, hofcho ala ketav. So the Mishnah said, what? You roll it. You turn it over. So the Gemara asked the question, ve'halonah. What's the problem? Which means we're talking about it's within 10 tefachim of the Rishut HaRabim. So what? Bottom line, it didn't rest on anything. And therefore, if it didn't rest on anything, so therefore it's not considered a hanaha, where it is, and therefore it's not considered an akira as well. Which means, what are you worried about, Tanakama? Even if the whole thing would fall, technically at that spot, there is no Isu Deoraita over here. Because it's not considered munah. And then, hypothetically, if the sefer would fall to that area within 10, there would be no Isu Deoraita to bring it back up. So therefore, why should it be asur at all to roll it up, whether it's within 10 tefachim of the Rishut HaRabim, even if you want to tell me, within 10 of the Rishut HaRabim is considered Rishut HaRabim. So what? It's not nach in the Rishut HaRabim. So why should it be asur? Look at Rashi. that she says two lines of halonach va'asilu shvut leka, which is not even Yisud Rabbanan over here. What's Yisud Rabbanan? It's not resting in the Shvut Rabim. So why should it be forbidden to roll it up according to anybody? Even according to the Tarek Kamal say makes gezerot. No gezerot. Yeah, but it's not lying on the floor. It's with intent to fahim of the ground. Dang. In that case, it's dangling. So if it's intent to fahim of the ground, what are you worried about? At that point over there, where it is, there's no hanara, so therefore there's no hakir, there's no isu bichlal. So the Gemara says, Abarava, bekotel mishupa. Oh, we're talking about a special case. We're talking about where the wall is not straight. The wall is on an incline. So therefore, with intent to fahim of the ground, it's landing on the wall. It's not dangling. It's actually landing on the side of the wall. And therefore, since it's with intent to fahim, it's considered landing in the Rishut Rabim. So therefore, it's going to be Asur. Why? Because you're worried, Gezerah, that the whole thing might fall out of your hand, and now you might take it from the Kotel Meshupa to the top of the which is the Rishut Yachay, that would be Isur, the Oraita. Amale Abaye, Bemayo Kimta. How did you establish this case, the Matitin? Be Kotel Meshupa? Or you want to tell somebody Kotel Meshupa? Ema Sefa. We have a question from the Sefa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afidu Enu Mesulak Mena Aris Ena Miloahut. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if it's a needle's breadth off the ground, go to know it's low. Okay, what do you mean? Veha Nahle. What are you talking about? If you're talking about Kotel Meshupa, it's still resting on the side of the roof. So what do you mean if it's dangling a hair's breadth off or a needle's breadth off? If it's a Meshupa, according to the Biudah, it should also be Asud. Because it rested. It landed on the side of the Kotel. So the Gemara says, Chasurei Mechsara v'Hachi Ketari. The Mishnah is missing some words, and this is how you have to read it. B'me devarim amurim b'Kotel Meshupa. When do you say that, well, you can have a problem within 10? That's only when it is on a slanted wall. Aval b'Kotel she'enu Meshupa. But if it's a straight wall, demala mishlosha golelo etzlo. New opinions here, which we're revamping the whole Mishnah. If it's above 3 from the ground, where it's not considered resting in the Rishut Rabim, because it's above Lavud, it's above 3, so then already we say what? Go to it's low. Lemata Mishlosha, below 3, which is considered Ki'ilu, it's resting in the Rishut Rabim, because it's within 3 of the ground, then Ofcho ala Ketav. So let's review before we continue. These two dots you have to remove. Gaon takes away these two dots. We're in the middle of a sugya here. The two dots have no place. In any event, let's get to Shita of the Tanakama now. Tanakama is telling you, if it's on a Kotel Meshupa, then already you have the issue of within 10 or not within 10. Right? Because it's resting on the Kotel Meshupa. So therefore, if it's resting on the Kotel Meshupa, you have a problem. However, if it's a straight wall, so then already you get into the 3 tefahim areas. If it's within 3 tefahim of the ground, it's going to be considered what? Resting on the ground. And therefore it's going to be asur, called the Tanakama, to roll it up. More than 3 off the ground, since it's not nah. Right? Because it's a straight wall, then you're able to roll it up. Continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda will say, Afidu inu misulak min haaretz, kimlo machat, mutar ligolelo etzlo. And he'll say, nah. Even when it's all the way in a straight wall, all the way down, the drop off the ground, it will be mutar. Why debarinan hanacha al gabe mashu? Because it's got to be resting on something, which is Rabbi Yehuda saying, even within 3 of the ground, and you want to tell me lavu and all that stuff, bottom line, it's got to be resting on something. Which means the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is that what the lavud will help you is that, let's say there was a mashu, you don't even need a 4x4 tefahim, which normally for a considered anaha, you need a 4x4 tefahim area, that's considered makom hashuv. Rabbi Yehuda is telling you that when it's within 3 of the ground, it's got to just be munach on a mashu even. But in this case, of even a tefahim, something was jutting out of the wall and it was resting on it. Since in this case it's not munach on anything, he'll tell you you have no hanahaya. So therefore, even within 3 tevarim, you can, even within a mashu, you'll be able to roll it up. And that means what? The Tanakhama is holding that no, within 3 tevarim, doesn't matter. Within 3 tevarim, even if it's not munach on anything, it's considered as if it is munach, and therefore you're going to have a problem. If you remember the Masechet Shabbat, this was actually a subject of a debate in the way we learned the Mishnah, that when you have something that is within three tefachim of the ground. For example, you threw something from the Reshut Yachid to the Reshut Yachid, derech Reshut Rabim. Reshut Rabim in the middle. So when you threw it, so according to Rabbi Akiva, he was the one that said Kluta. Which is, he held this within ten tefachim, it's considered Kluta, kemo she'unha, as if it rested in the Reshut Rabim, so you're going to be Hayav. Then the Hakamim came along and said, oh, when you throw it, it depends if it's within three tefachim of the ground or not. So we had a whole discussion, if it's within three tefachim of the ground, of the Reshut Rabim, maybe it's considered as if it landed. And the Hakamim came along, and the Rabbah came along and said, oh, even when it's a three tefachim of the ground, it's only where it landed on a mashu. I mean, even within three, it's got to land on a mashu. So it comes out, that statement that we learned in Masechet Shabbat, that within three, that it's got to land on something, comes out it's only going according to the Biyehuda of our Mishnah. Because according to Tanakama of our Mishnah, when it's within three, it's considered landing on the ground, even without a nashu. So that's the way you have to interpret the case over there of Masechet Shabbat. So the Gemara says this. Gemara says, now which Rava said in Masechet Shabbat, Tok Shilosha Rabbanan. Within three, right, in the case of Reshut Yachid, to Reshut Yachid, Derech Reshut Rabim. Okay? And it went within three in the Reshut Harabim, Sarich Anaha, it needs to land on something. Lema Ketaneam, now the Shmachta. The Shmachta, you tell me that Rava was only going according to one Tana? Which when he said Rabbanan, he meant Rabbi Yehuda of this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda of this Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's holding it when it's within three, it still has to land on a mashu. Right? That's why he says if it's off the ground, the mashu, no problem, because it didn't land on anything. So therefore you tell me Rava was only saying his deen according to one rabbi. That's hard to do that. Because it sounds like when the Rava was making a statement in Masechet Shabbat, he was going the Kul Alma. Now the way you instructed the Mishnah, Smashu is only going like the Biyuda. So the Gemara says, okay. Ela Kula Biyudai. Okay, revamped interpretation here. The whole Mishnah is talking about the Biyuda. There's no Rabbanan here. There's no Tanakama's opinion within three, less than three. Leave that. The whole Mishnah, Gag, it's only the Biyuda. How? But when are we telling you that within 10 or above 10 makes a difference? Because even the Biyuda will agree. If it's within 10 and it's landing on the side of the wall, it's Munah. And therefore, we're going to make a Gezerah. Don't roll it up. Gezerah that it might fall and you might bring it up from the Kota Meshupa to the roof. אבל בקוטר שאינו משופר, אפילו פחות משלושה תפחים, גודלו אצלו. Right, שיטת רבי יהודה. Even within three, no problem. You know why? שרבי יהודה אומר, אפילו אינו מסולק מן הארץ, אלא מלוא החוט, גודלו אצלו. מה הייתה? מה? תבעין אין הנחה לגבי משהו. Therefore, he'll say that what? Which if it's within three, roll it up. Why? Because the Biyuda holds, even if it's within a mashu of the ground, it's no problem. Why? Because even within three, he holds it's got to be munach, at least on a mashu. If it's not munach, I'll give him mashu, so there's no gezerah at all. Because what are you worried about? Because that area that it fell to is not considered landing into the Reshut Rabim. So I'm not going to make a gezerah, because that there's no anach over here. So then it comes out, according to this final answer, the whole Mishnah is the Biyuda. So when you go back to read the Mishnah is saying like this. If it fell off the roof, first case of the roof is Kotel Meshupa. Within 10, it's a problem. Why? Gezerah, that the whole thing might fall out of your hand and go on the Kotel Meshupa, and you might bring it up. That's going from the shoot at a beam. Because of Anahat, the shoot the Yahid. So we're going to make a Gezerah. Even when it's holding it in your hand, you can't roll it up. Above 10, no problem. Because above 10, it's not the Reshut Rabim. Even if it's on the Kotel Meshupa, it's still in the Reshut Yahid. There's no Gezerah. Even if it lands in that spot, you can bring it up. You're Reshut Yahid, Reshut Yahid, no problem. So of course, again, you'll be able to roll it up. Oh, but if it's a straight wall, he's telling you even within three of the ground is okay. Continue. Should it be you that omer afilu kimlo machat is mutar of the ground? Vaitama, delo nach. It's not considered munah, therefore you have no reason to make a gezerah. Because the Shnebiyuda Shita is as such. And therefore Rava, go back, Rava Masechet Shabbat, when he came along and said that the shita of the Chachamim is, it has to be munach al gabe mashu, yeah, he said it according to the Biyuda. So there's only one shita in the Mishnah. He didn't say it machloket, ketanae. He said it according to Alibad Kulama. He said according to shita of the Biyuda and Mishnah. Comes the new Mishnah and says, Ziz shelifne halon. Notin alav venotin lemenu beshabbat. Okay, you have a ziz. What's a ziz? Like a board that is coming off the windowsill of a house. Just to get a picture, if you look at 345, it's like a ledge that's coming off the window. So it says in the Mishnah, you could put things on the ledge, and you could take things off the ledge back into the house. Well, what's the status of the ledge? And as she says, bolet min hakotel gavoa yud verachav dalet. It's 10 high, and it's 4 wide. So the ledge, we're going to consider it a reshut hayahid. The Mefarshim explain because it's considered chorei reshut hayahid. We know the house is a reshut hayahid. The window is a chor, it's a hole. So anything that, you know, goes out of the reshut hayahid, and there's an area over there we can rest something on, it has a din of chorei reshut hayahid, which is considered a reshut hayahid. So therefore, you're allowed to go from the reshut hayahid to the reshut hayahid on Shabbat, stick things out the ledge and into the ledge. Beautiful. That's the Mishnah. Notin alav bnei aliyah the reshut hayahidi, because the bnei aliyah, the people that are living inside, are considered reshut hayahidi. Therefore, you have no problem. Comes the Gemara and says, "Hai ziz, this, I guess we're calling it what, a ledge. This ledge, the mapik lecha. What's in front of it, or what's underneath it? I should say." So the Gemara says, "Idi ma the mapik the reshut rabim. If you tell me that underneath this ledge is a reshut rabim, lihush dilma nafil ve'ate letuye, we should make a gizra that what? Maybe the items you're going to put on the ledge are going to fall. Now you're going to go carry them from the reshut rabim underneath back to the ledge, and therefore you're going from the reshut rabim to the reshut yachid. So we should make a gizra that you shouldn't be allowed to put anything out on the ledge, gizra that it might fall." Ela the mapik the reshut yachid. As you know what the case is talking about? It's in the guy's chatzer, let's say. And therefore, it's opened up to where the shoe, tayahid, underneath. So there was no gezerah. So the Gemara says, pshita. Of course, what's the hadush in the Mishnah then? What are you worried about? Even if it fell into the chatzer, you can always bring it back up. What's the hadush? So Amar Abaye le'olam de'mapik v'reshut rabim. Really, I'll tell you, it's talking about, it fell into the, sorry, it's over a reshut rabim. Umay notnin alav diktani. And what does it mean when you could put things on it? Kelim anishbarim. You're only allowed to put kelim that break. Because if it falls off into the shoot of the beam, you're not bringing it back up. For example, like a pottery dish. So therefore, you're right. You wouldn't allow to put, let's say, something, a rubber keli. You wouldn't be able to put on disease. Why? Because if it falls into the shoot of the beam, you guess I might bring it up. You're only allowed to put breakable kelim. Okay? Take away the two dots again over here. Tanya Namehache, we have a braita to support this. Ziz Shilifnea Halon. You have a ziz, the ledge in front of the window. Hayotzeh Rishut Rabim. Right? That's over a Rishut Rabim. Notnin Halat Ka'arot Kosot Kitoniyot Vislochiyot. You're allowed to put all these type of vessels. Common denominator between all of them? They're breakable. Umishtamesh Bechol HaKotel Ad Asara HaTachtonim. Which means, according to this, she's learning it, that the ledge, let's say, goes across the whole length of the wall. Let's say it's not only in front of the window itself. Like you see in picture 345 a little, you see that the ziz is, right, it's extended along the wall. So the bright is continuing to serve, which means you're not only allowed to use the area directly in front of the window, but you can move anything on the sides. Ad asara hatachtonim, which means so long as it's above 10 off the ground. So long as it's above 10 off the ground, no problem to use the whole ziz. V'im yesh ziz echad lemata mimenu, mishtamesh bo, ube'alyon en mishtamesh bo, ela keneged halono. And the braita concludes and says, but if you have two zizim, one on top of the other, so then it says, you're allowed to be mishtamesh on the bottom one, right, the tachton. However, ube'alyon on the top one, en mishtamesh bo, ela keneged halono. then at the top you're only allowed to use the spot that is directly in front of your window. Now this is the last case we're going to have to analyze. Let's read Rashi. Rashi, Mishtamesh Bechol HaKotel. Right? If disease is coming off the window and it's going across the whole wall, imaziz mutal le'orko etzla kotel al pene kulo. Right? It's going across the whole wall. Mishtamez b'chol aziz. No problem, you can use the whole aziz. Ad asra tahtonim, kilomar. Kol makom shehu. Ben samuk lahalon miyad, ben muflag emenu harbe, ubevad shlo yeh betok asra tahtonim shereshut rabim. So long as it's above 10 off the ground, you can use the whole Z's. Meaning, not only the stuff that's in front of the wall, in front of the window, but even across. Meaning, again, let's say you have a second Z's underneath it, that's also above 10. So you can use the bottom Z's, meaning you could put stuff in and out of the bottom Z's. Right across the whole wall, imunach lekotzel lekotel. So now the Gemara analyzes. Hai ziz, this ziz that we're talking about, hechidame. Means when we talk about a top and a bottom one, the top ziz. What's the case? Let me give you the scenario. Idelet be'arba'a. If it's less than 4 tefachim, means very narrow ziz, makom peturu. That's the din of makom peturu. Something that's above 10. Yeah, that doesn't have the area of four tefachim, is considered a mekom petur. So the Gemara says, "Va'afidu keneged halono nameh lo yishtamish." It should be forbidden even to use or transport things, even keneged the halon. Why? Let's see. Idelet be'arba mekom peturu. See, let's see. As she says, "Va'afidu keneged halono lo yishtamish nehid mekom peturu." Well, what's the problem? You're going from the Shuti Yalai to the Kompetur. He says, Umuta le katef alav ke de kamelam makom shem bo arba'a muta le bdere shtumim vdere shtumim le katef alav miu tashmishte di lo mishterebe de lo chazi le tashmishte. Because really it's not usable in that area because it's very narrow. Vishrei kerim le mepal le reshut rabim. We're worried that if you put stuff on it, what's going to happen? They're going to fall. Da'afal gav dukima bekerim anishbarim. What do you mean, so well, if they fall? Didn't we just say we're talking about kelim that break? Hani mire b'di'it b'dalet de lo shkichay le me'epal. Kulehai. Aval ha'aka dirubad nafim mi'asik eman de shadi lehejah l'shut rabim. She says amazing gezera here. Right, it looks like when you put it on an area that's less than 4, majority of times the thing's going to fall into the shut rabim. So what? We're talking about an item that is a breakable. So therefore, what are you worried about? You put it on the mekom petur, and then it fell from the mekom petur. You didn't do anything. You're right, but it looks like you're throwing it from your house to the reshut rabim. Now, for sure we'd all agree, it's a suit to throw from your house to the reshut rabim. That's clearly a suit to raita. So the chidush of this raita now is, if the ledge is less than 4, where in the majority of times it's going to fall into the reshut rabim, you can't even put breakables on the ledge. Why? Because it's as if you're throwing it from the house to the reshut rabim. At least that's the way it's perceived. That's the way it looks. So less than 4, even from the window to the Z's, is going to be asur. Mita'am, merit ayin. Okay? Continue the Gemara. V'yit be'arba'a. Let's say it has 4 tefachim. Bechul ha'kotel l'shtamesh. So then it should be permissible not only to use in front of the window, you should be able to use the entire length. Which means, again, when you told me you have aziz and aziz on the bottom, right? Two zizim. So he said, the bottom one, you can use the whole length. The top one, only can I get a kotel. Why the top one only can I get a kotel? If it's more than 4 tefachim, it's the shuti yachid. Use the whole can I get a kotel and shalom can I get a kotel. What's the logic of the braita? Amar baye, tachton di'it pe'arba'a, ve'elyon let pe'arba'a. So now he gives the scenario of the braita. The bottom one has 4. So therefore you can use the whole length of the bottom one, because it's considered a reshut hayachid. However, the top one does not have 4 width. But the halon mashlimato ledalet. But the sill of the window fills it to 4. Which means, let's say you have the window, you have a little window sill, and then the disease comes out. So directly in front of the window, you're going to have 4 tefachim. Right? On the sides, when you don't have a windowsill, it's less. So therefore, can I get halon, Mr. Mish? The chore halon, it's considered shuti yachid, because considered chore shuti yachid. The hagisa, asur, but on the side it's going to be asur. Why? Because it's makom petur. Oh, so makom petur, so what? But what? It's going to fall off. And it looks like you're throwing from the reshut hayachid to the reshut rabim. So let's review the last case of the Braita. You have two zizim. It's actually picture number 345.
Case. Just give me the top case.
We're giving you a scenario over here. We have two zizim that are both within 10 tefachim. They're above the tefachim of the ground. So we're telling you, the top one, you only could use, can I get a halon? The bottom one, you can use the whole length. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the difference? If it's 4 tefachim, just like you use the bottom one full length, the top one you should be able to use full length. So the Gemara says, no. It's only 4 tefachim where it's flush with the window. Why? Because the window sill extends it to 4. So therefore you have no problem. However, on the side it's less than 4. What's the problem? Mikom petur. So what? Mikom petur is mimutar as well. But it looks like you're throwing it because it's going to fall off for sure. Because it's a very small area. So therefore, it is asur. The bottom one is 4 tefachim across the whole side of the wall. Okay, let's just read the next Mishnah. It's a quick Mishnah. Omed Adam Birshut Yahid. A person is able to stand in the private domain. Umetaltel Birshut Rabim. And he could carry in the Rishut Rabim. He's standing in the Rishut Yahid. There's a Hefetz in the Rishut Rabim. He's able to move the item. Right? Because he's in one domain, but he's just moving the item, not from one domain to the other. He's just moving it. Of course, he can only move it within 4 amot. But he can move the item. It's not considered that he transferred it from Rishut Yahid to Rishut Rabim. Or the opposite. Rishut Rabim, Umetaltel, Rishut Yahid. Opposite, you can stand in the Rishut Rabim, and you can move items in the Rishut Yahid. But he cannot move items in either case more than 4 amot. Next case. Lo ya'amod Adam Rishut Yahid v'yashtin Rishut Rabim. A person cannot stand in the Rishut Yahid and be mashtin to urinate into the Rishut Rabim, to a different domain. Rishut Rabim, nor can he stand in the Rishut Rabim v'yashtin Rishut Yahid. On the opposite as well. V'chen lo yarok. A person cannot spit from one domain to another domain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af mishenitlash ruko befiv, once already the saliva or the spit collects in his mouth, lo yalech arba amot. Now you can't walk anymore. Because once already you collected it in your mouth, it's not considered part of your body anymore. Because now you want to spit it out. So therefore, you cannot walk for amot. Normally when you have saliva in your mouth, you're swallowing it. So therefore it's considered part of your body. You can continue walking. But once it's nitlash, once it comes out, which means you want to get rid of it, so already it says, you cannot walk for amot because you're carrying the saliva for amot in the Rishut Rabim. Until you spit it out, and then you'll be able to continue walking. Let's just read the Mishnah here. Omed Adam Rishut Yahid Ashi, Mibayit, or the Gag, Vishoha, he can bend over, let's say, from the roof. Venotel Chavis Rishut Rabim, Kanu Manichol Kan. He can move a Chavis from one part of the Rishut Rabim to the other part. You know, you can't move it 4 amot away from where it was. The Mishnah is that we don't make a gezerah that you might come to bring it into the domain that you are. Because if you bring it to the domain that you are, you must see Rishut Rishut. Why can't you stand in one domain and urinate into a different domain? Because you're transporting the meraglai from one Rishut to another. When the rock became taken out of his mouth, mishnit gail, when it became disgusting, the esaf, that's it. Now already you're planning on spitting it out. Lo yalech arba amot ad shiyarok, tekevan dil mishdeyeh ka'eh, since it's destined to be spit out, masui hu, it's considered a, masui, it's considered a burden, and therefore it's considered carrying.